Now, we're going to hear about the coming battle in the U.S. Senate. Interest groups are gearing up for the fight over a replacement for Sandra Day O'Connor. Groups on both sides of the political spectrum are raising unprecedented amounts of money for a contest other than an election. In fact, some predict that these campaigns could have the TV intensity and the cost of a short presidential race. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Both liberals and conservatives have networks set up to pressure the Senate on judicial nominees. One liberal leader is Nan Arryn, president of the Alliance for Justice, an umbrella group that includes some 70 organizations. Arryn says the left hopes President Bush picks a consensus nominee, but they'll be ready if he doesn't.
We will have the money we need to conduct a campaign, but at this point, we are not spoiling for a fight.
The Alliance for Justice has already done a poll. They say it found that Americans want a moderate justice confirmed by an independent-minded Senate. On the right, Sean Rushton is director of the Committee for Justice. It's at the center of the Business and Social Conservative Alliance on Judicial Nominees. He predicts that this fight will probably look like a presidential campaign, only shorter.
There will be ads that's already begun. There will be email alerts and email campaigns. There will be polling done and messaging crafted to reflect what the public approves and disapproves of.
And how much will all that cost? Predictions range from $50 million to more than twice that much. But some as yet unknown factors will affect the way the groups act. If Chief Justice William Rehnquist resigns, and there are two contentious vacancies, spending could go up. But if some sort of compromise is struck, spending will go down. President Bush could shorten the campaign by delaying announcement of the nominee's name. Back in 1987, the nomination that began these high-profile court fights, President Ronald Reagan announced Robert Bork's name on July 1st, and that gave liberal groups 2.5 months to comb through his record before the confirmation hearings began after Labor Day. Whatever the ultimate cost, most of the money will be raised outside of the campaign finance laws that require disclosure. Jesse Rutledge works for Justice at Stake, a group that monitors spending in state judicial elections. He says it would be better if advocacy groups had to disclose their donors just as presidential campaigns do.
It's important that the American people understand which interest groups are on which side of this, where their money is coming from, and how much money there really is. And that may be one of the questions that we never get an answer to, is how much money actually gets poured into this fight.
But campaign finance lawyer Jan Barron says there's a reason the law doesn't say that. The Supreme Court drew a distinction between potentially corrupting money that goes to politicians and parties and other money that's used in political debate.
The money is not going to the senators or the candidates or to the political parties. It's being raised by private organizations that consist oftentimes of millions of people who basically have something to say, and the First Amendment gives them the right to raise that money and to spend it and to say whatever they have on their minds.
And, if they're lucky, get others to repeat that message to a senator. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.